brother. What a start.
Not another one of these lives where this isn't what we want to talk about. This isn't the tone we want to have.
No, with a little somber Cooligans. But nonetheless, welcome to the Cooligans live immediately after U.S. against Portugal. Live right here on Yahoo Sports. We're on YouTube, on the Cooligans YouTube. We're live across all Yahoo Sports channels as well.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you for hanging out with us. My name is Christian Polanco.
Hey, I'm Alexis Guerrero.
And you hear the audience that we paid to clap try to find anything.
Yeah. We handed out tissues. We had some criers. This was a rough one.
Yeah, so we have a fun show in store, even though it doesn't feel like it, because we have a special guest that's going to be calling in a little bit later. I don't know if you remember, if you were on the last live, we had Marcelo Balboa calling, USMNT legend, and we have another legend in his own right.
Let's hope they call in.
They might be too bummed to call in.
This is very live. Anything can happen. Thank you for everyone who's in our chat as well. Let's start with a quick reaction. What are your thoughts there, Christian?
If you
weren't watching, the U.S. just lost 2-0 to Portugal in the last friendly before the World Cup.
So my reaction, I'm going to say my immediate reaction is sort of compiled with the last game, because I was really looking forward to
You're just extending the reaction.
Just a few changes that would help, you know, bring a little bit of a life to this team. And it's just kind of more of the same. They went with the lineup itself. They went with Pulisic starting at striker. So Balogun, Pepe, and Ajimang are on the bench to start this game. With that said, it did feel like we were in some kind of control of the game.
We were
overwhelmed by any means. No. There were a couple moments that,
I think Portugal, for the most part, didn't really feel like they needed to get out of second gear.
Yeah.
So as much as I felt like we had control, we didn't seem completely overrun.
Yeah, yeah. Michael Raymond in the chat says, same ish, different game.
That's facts. Well, different jerseys. That's it.
That's the thing, is like, you know, some people would, we get it in our comment section all the time. They'll be like, the U.S. men's national team is trash and blah, 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 and all this other stuff. And then we try to find like a little bit of optimism or just positive moments. But then when it's our 11 guys against these 11 guys from Europe, we're like, damn, we actually aren't that good. Is that
what's going on, man? Please don't let the haters be right.
We can't let the comment section be right.
I mean, look, we did get 3 shots on target. We had more shots in total than they did. There's something to hang your hat on. And it did feel like for large parts of this game, it was the failure in front of goal. And I could probably say the same thing for the last game that really stood out. Christian Pulisic with that chance where he feels like he takes maybe one extra touch and gets the ball to Weston McKennie. I can't remember who's behind Weston McKennie that also probably would have had a clear shot on goal, but just got there too late where Portugal could sort of collapse defensively on top of them. And it's those moments are like really frustrating because you are playing against some people's favorites for this World Cup.
Right.
And without Cristiano Ronaldo, but you're playing one of the favorites.
We would have had a better chance if Ronaldo was there. That's the
Give
sad
me all 42-year-olds on Portugal. I think we'd be high. Get Rivaldo. I know he's Brazilian, but get him out there with his Rick and legs.
Can he switch?
Yeah. One time switch as FIFA. But my point is simply that we had moments where at the very least we could have scored a goal. Maybe equalize when it was 1-0, and maybe that changes the game, or at least it feels a little bit better losing 2-1 than it does 2-0. I mean, we ain't Italy. You know what I mean? At least we ain't that, you know?
I'm just that we're hosting. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, right? Just ain't IFTV.
Italy next World Cup. We hosting.
Yeah,
we
hosting this one. No.
No, we got to switch
it
off.
Saudi Arabia and Italy. That's it. That's the only way.
Why? What's wrong with that? Yeah. A couple flights, not a big deal.
Well, it's not a big deal. It's probably closer than California and New York.
How many games is the World Cup? It's like 102 matches. Yeah. 101 will be in Saudi Arabia and one... One in Italy.
Italy versus Bosnia again.
A little rematch.
It's a little frustrating to see that also, you know, you have this belief that like Pochettino comes in and maybe you won't feel so pedestrian against some of the big teams. We kind of did today.
Yeah. There's I just want to highlight this in the chat. Spider Zlatan just said, I don't know how Patrick Ajuban gets minutes over Pepe. When I want to bring that up because this game didn't give me any clarity on exactly who are the strikers that are going to be taken. I don't think it's all three. Ajuman, I think, was not in the last window because out of injury. So was Pepe.
But he came on along with Pepe in the last match.
Yeah, so it's...
And I feel like we know what we're getting with Pepe. If I could read between the lines, I could be wrong. But I get the feeling that we know what we got with Pepe. It's not a... This isn't a big deal. Ajuman, this is his chance to, like, get on over a Haji Wright or a Josh Sargent or somebody else that they might be considering. Sure, sure. And I think he kind of did enough, especially that run down the line with the little step over, a bit
of a...
That
was a good... Yeah, they were...
His pace sort of caught up, you know, got past a couple defenders. At the end of the day, I'm like, you know what? He seems to be doing enough. He takes shots when he's open. I can't ask for much more.
Yeah, there's these two games. We're getting
Chef
so...
David Santos said Figo's about to come off the bench. We throw a pig's head at him.
That's probably my biggest issue out of both these games. It didn't really give me a lot of clarity on like what the World Cup lineup is going to look like.
I think one position is now clear, and that's goalkeeper. I think we know our starter is Matt Freese.
I think so too. Okay, so let's look at the player of the game next, and has to be Bruno Fernandes. Look, 85 minutes, 2 assists, and. You know, I remember when we went to the Premier League.
This is an ugly man. This is just...
Well, don't do that. Come on.
He is, though. He's not a good-looking guy, right? We can admit that.
This is a good photo of
Bruno. You ever see those photos where, like, they take, like, the eyes from one guy, the nose from another?
Yes.
That's kind of what his face looks like.
Okay.
Or maybe is it just the teeth?
We're basically guaranteeing Bruno never doing this show.
I think we could have figured that one out before I said
anything. You never
know.
We had Santi Jimenez on a couple days ago. But Bruno, I remember when we saw him at the Premier League Summer Series. In the Summer Series, it was, I think, the maybe first or second time I had seen Bruno live.
Yeah.
And it was against Everton in Atlanta, coincidentally. And I left that game being like, Bruno is the best player on the field right now. Like, with that,
thank God you finished that sentence that way. I'm not taking anything away from him as a player. And I think when you look at him at Manchester United, there were moments like, it seems like he's only passing to Cristiano Ronaldo. And then, he gets stats because he takes the pens. You know, like, there's always something that somebody wants to say about him. And I think we can see when he plays with the national team, it might be the shirt.
Say that again?
It might be the shirt.
Okay, you know what I mean? Yeah. it's the fact that I don't think any Portuguese player struggled at all. Like everybody,
João Cancelo maybe had like one moment where it was
the
like
the tackle on McKennie. Yeah. Like there were a couple moments, but everybody. And then there was a real fear in me when Nuno Mendes got on the pitch. I'm like, oh boy, he wasn't on. Like he wasn't on already.
Yo, they were doing this to us without him. That's crazy.
Like, bro, the quality in these players is crazy. And
Portugal's stacked. I mean, this is the kind of you hope we get out of the group, and this is the level we're probably going to face in the round of, what is it, 32 and then 16, right?
Yeah.
There's an extra round. So you kind of hope you perform a little better. Maybe in the World Cup, it's a little different when it's not a friendly. But as of right now, I have zero evidence to suggest that that's the case.
Yeah, and I got to say, I mean, given the how close we are to the World Cup, like, and then also, there's a lot of changes, right? Like, it's really, they were bringing this up on the broadcast they allow 8 changes instead of 6 that was in the past. And that's...
We need 11. We need 11, bro.
Can we switch the 11 for the Galacticos?
Is that an option? We're bringing on David Beckham.
No, but it adds a little bit of confusion to suggest that maybe... Like maybe Pochettino doesn't exactly know what, not even just the lineup, but like maybe even formations or tactics to play, because as soon as there were more subs, the more chaos there was in the game. And so it worries me that look, again, we have 2 more matches before the actual World Cup, the 2 send-off games. And if those go like this.
Those are send-off games, though. That'll be with the World Cup roster, so there's not going to be confusion. So there better be some.
I hope so.
Yeah, all look, right. We're going to get to comments, so keep putting in these hilarious comments. We're seeing them. We're going to highlight them in a second.
Some online comments.
Yeah, why don't we look at some threads? Yeah, what's going on over there?
Okay, Hercules Gomez says, USMNT, Paraguay, Australia, and now Turkey, right? Yeah. The U.S. World Cup group is a trap group. I said it during the draw, and I'll stand by it again. Okay.
For Turkey, if we don't get out of a group with Paraguay, Australia, and Turkey, we don't deserve to even host this thing.
I mean, it's not saying much. We should get out of this
Leonard
group.
Kim says, at this point, I'm not even sure if the U.S. men's national team are getting out of their group with the World Cup. All right. They said we didn't lose 55-0. This is crazy.
Look.
That was Portugal. It's okay. We were supposed to lose, dog.
2-0 is a respectable result.
That's not bad.
We put in a couple chances. T. Wood says, even when an attacker is wide open with an acre of space and options in the box, we end up giving away a goal kick out of it. Sham of a generation.
All right. Maybe that last part is a bit much, but... I mean, you're not wrong, and we talked about this. The final third is when we have moments, we don't do anything with it. All right, let's check out some of these comments. Was this team better under Greg, or is it just the current injuries? Oh, okay, you want us to get in trouble with U.S. soccer. That's what you want.
Bro, don't talk about Sebastian Berhalter. Damn, bro.
His son is on the team, dog. I don't think it was better under Greg, no. Actually, U.S. would lose to Belgium and Portugal regardless of injury.
Yeah, yeah. they're debating each other in the chat.
Yeah. That's probably not that big of a surprise. Major Money, who's been absolutely crushing, by the way, these last
Major Money said, I don't want to alarm anyone, but I am not as certain we're going to win the 2026 World Cup. Why?
Yeah.
What gives you that idea? What is this creeping doubt that you are, that you have? Okay.
Is it everything you've seen? Chef David Sanders said, Portugal, baby, World Cup champs. Or he said, champa. You heard it here first. If you don't know, Chef David Santos is Portuguese. So.
Okay.
Yeah, he's very excited about this.
Makes sense. Okay.
Get out of our chat.
Okay, X-Factor Raymond said, the only good thing we know now is Poch isn't signing with Spurs.
I don't know. Did you see his face? He signed right away. He tells the Zerbi, yo, back it off. Back off, dog.
That's my girl.
Yo, damn. I saw her first, bro. I'm her ex.
So let's move on and let's talk about what should be Captain America, what should be our best player. And this has been I saw a lot of the pundits call. You know, putting a lot of pressure on Christian Pulisic, being like, that is our best player. I don't even feel comfortable saying that anymore. I don't think that is currently our best player. I would go with Weston McKennie as our current best player.
As of right now, based on club form and the form they bring to the national team, Weston McKennie is right now above Christian Pulisic. That said, yo, we need Christian Pulisic, dog. You got to be better than this if we got a chance.
Yeah, that's the reality. But there's, you know, I was watching the press conference in between the two games, or I think it was maybe the mix zone after the first game. He said, Christian Pulisic was like, I felt sharp out there. And remember when we were doing the last live show?
His nails? What were we talking about?
I was literally saying, I'm like, he does not look sharp.
I don't think he's looked sharp in both of these matches. And, you know, his club form isn't all that great at the moment either. So what's going on?
Yeah, he's coming back from an injury. I think that's probably the case. I don't think he's 100%. We hope by the World Cup.
We got a little bit more time before the World Cup to get back into match fitness.
But even, as far as just even getting back with his club, he just needs to build up that confidence again. And it's just not really there. He played 46 minutes, 80% accurate passes. And did he take a shot? I don't think he took a shot, right?
I think he might have.
Zero shot accuracy, 0%. I'm assuming that means no shot.
He took one shot off target.
Okay. So just unfortunate.
Get a kid eating ice cream. Hope you enjoyed it.
But if this is the striker.
It's not good, Christian. Not good. I mean, you don't have to beat around the bush.
We don't want zeros up there.
I don't think he's going to play striker. Let me rephrase that. I really hope he doesn't play striker.
Pochettino. I don't know.
Pochettino. That's who's calling in. So maybe we'll... Pochettino's going to call in. U.S. men's national team legend. He's not calling in. But I personally, I hope he doesn't play striker just because we clearly have, I think, Balogun, head and shoulders above the rest at the moment, just especially for his ability to link up. I don't mind seeing Christian Pulisic in like a false nine type of thing, but we don't do too much. This Poch. No. don't confuse
but look,
us.
He played on the wing in against Belgium and really didn't do much.
But
during the game, he moved more central. And he was a little bit more dangerous.
He's got to play in zone 14. You guys love when I bring this up.
All right. Oh, yeah. Ask Michael Raymond. This came up last time as well. But he said, give him a break. He just broke up with his girlfriend. Is that confirmed? I have not seen anything.
Yo, Michael Raymond, are you banging Christian Pulisic's ex-girlfriend?
Are you the rebound?
Damn, son. And he's like, yo, he don't know yet because he's on the road. But when he got home, he's about to find out.
I feel like, because she was part of the documentary and all that stuff. It seemed like they were in a happy place.
Really?
Like,
nah. All right. I think she's a crisis actor. That's what I thought.
We're trying to hopefully Pulisic doesn't do the show, bro.
I don't think he's
I promise ex-Michael Raymond will not be in the chat when you're on the show.
Yeah. We will ban ex-Michael Raymond.
Ex-Michael Raymond is problematic. Alexis, plus, bro.
Ex-Michael Raymond gonna be too busy with your girl. can't go, man.
You gotta move on, okay? Don't go to ex-Michael Raymond's Instagram. Nah, it's gonna be a lot of lovey-dovey
photos. Don't look at it. She ain't doing as good as the photos suggest she's doing without you.
You can't believe everything you read and see on the internet, bro.
Come on, Pulisic. She miss you. Those bikini photos where she's holding a martini on a yacht, that's just her way of saying I miss you.
Even though ex-Michael Raymond
he said I signed an NDA, but yes.
Even though ex-Michael Raymond is holding a sign that says she doesn't miss you. Ignore that. Ignore that. She does.
She hasn't brought you up once, dog. That's what the sign says. So, Bryce Jackson said, yo, ex-Michael Raymond making it
So it is it's unfortunate, man. I mean,
this is why his girl broke up with him. If he was in better form, she'd still be there.
It's his fault.
You could get you another baddie.
That's how it works. If you're not good at your job, women will stop loving you. 100%. So just keep that in mind. It's a sad
Christian's join the manosphere.
I just saw the manosphere documentary, so I'm on board.
He said those guys got some good ideas.
All right, let's talk about Mauricio Pochettino, man. Because
can we give this window a grade?
What did I say last time?
4.8.
I said 4.8.
I said 7.6. I thought you were too harsh, but I was. I think I got dosed just before we started.
I think we have to. I'm comfortable with a 4 now.
That's crazy.
That's too low.
There's nothing positive you could draw from any of these two games. You didn't see
a couple moments. So
let's take my theory seriously that in friendlies, you don't want to get pumped, but at the very least, you have like certain things you want to see. There's not a couple of positives you saw. You didn't think Aiden Morris was really positive today. You didn't think Alex Freeman looks like he's kind of hit another level.
So
I thought Austin Trusty, I've said before, I've said it again, I would love to see him start a World Cup match. I think he's proven he can play.
If we're having the conversation, are we grading Pochettino? We're grading, he is part of that grade.
But what I said, take my theory seriously, right? If we're looking at certain agendas, right, and we're saying, like, all right, what players have proven that they've stepped up a level or deserve to be in it? I think we found out a lot. It's definitely not a 7 point something. I think 4 is a little harsh. I think I would give this a 5.5.
Okay. I'm still fine with a 4.
That's crazy.
But the positive I will say, I do think so. I put on Pochettino. I don't love in this game putting Pulisic at striker. I don't think that's.
I agree.
Think
with
we're
you.
Ever going to be in that situation. In the next few months. Why bother? I don't think you're going to learn anything.
I'd say
really.
The same with Weston McKennie on the right wing. Like, why are we doing that?
Sure.
Yeah.
So but I did like. Alex Freeman, I think he is, if Dest is not starting, Freeman is the better defender. I didn't love Weah there against Belgium, even Jeremy Doku. Freeman, I would have loved to see Jeremy Doku face Alex Freeman for the majority of the match. I think that would have been a better test and a better sense of like, if there is a really pacey, strong winger.
And a good lesson for Alex Freeman to be like, yo, this is what you're going to go up against in a World Cup.
Yeah. And so some of the decisions were just a little too experimental. I know you are a big fan of trying stuff out in these friendlies, but
I think that's what they're for. I think the send-off matches are not going to be treated this way. I think the send-off matches are going to be treated as like real training for the World Cup. So I think we'll see more in those matches than we have in these.
Okay. So, the profile for Pochettino now, he's been the manager since 2024. But 4 wins, 1 draw, 2 losses in the last 6 games versus the FIFA top 40. And overall,
he's 14 wins, 2 draws, 7 losses. I mean,
yeah,
I'm not mad. I'm not mad at what Pochettino's done. I'm a little confused by some decisions, but at the end of the day, like if you're gonna try something, he had a shortened window of availability to try stuff. If you're gonna use these friendlies as an opportunity to say, like, hey, let's see what they can do in this position. Let's give them a chance and sink or swim. I think Matt Freeze swam, and I think Matt Turner sunk. Like those are good opportunities, and I think it's some other stances. Pulisic at striker, don't do that. You know what I mean? Like, let's not do that. We got some really good strikers. You know what I mean?
Aren't the others the 3 strikers I can't get on over a guy who doesn't even play this position?
He ain't even got no girl, dog.
Ex Michael Raymond told me.
Yeah. Ex Michael Raymond said Alexis loves grades for someone who hated school. By the way, I didn't hate school. I loved it because it was social.
Okay, look at that.
Every once in a while, they just interrupted my riz with all this lessons. Okay. You
know? We have a couple more.
We got some tweets, baby.
Some tweets.
What do we got?
We can take a quick look at. Let's see what they got. All right. USMNT stand point blank. If Christian, is that me?
Yeah,
if
you,
Christian
baby.
Isn't better than this, we can't accomplish much. The pressure's on me. I've tried my best.
I gotta log off USMNT stand real quick.
I'm really, is this, we need to get rid of that suggestion box. It says, your best player has to be at their best to play up to potential. He's been legit terrible with decision-making in the final third.
I couldn't agree more. Maybe terrible is a tough word, but even if you only get one chance, you're the guy that's supposed to get that goal and that chance, or at least get a good opportunity.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of mistakes, too many touches. Is dragging defenders out, not supposed to go where they're going. It was
Carly Lloyd,
wow,
friend
okay.
of the show.
Really? I'm really trying to understand this USMNT process.
Okay, thank you for the analysis, Carly.
Wow, all right.
I'm trying to understand it too. We're
right,
to-
why don't you nudge Dan Bongino next to you and ask him? All right, this is Sebastian Berhalter and Aiden Morris when a threatening attack is
in
our final
classic,
third.
This is a classic video of the, I forgot the song. It's probably, we can't play it because of a copyright. Yeah, yeah. But was it Taylor Swift? It's Taylor Swift, yeah. They'll never live this down
this
when they were at Columbus.
This person kept this in their camera roll for this moment. And it's Greg Beer Holder again, MLS hater. I wonder if they know that they're like heavy in our show. They got Vitinha, but we got Sebastian Berhalter. What a time to remind y'all that I think Vitinha is the best midfielder in the world.
Yes. Okay, next one.
Let's go to some comments.
We got some comments. Let's look at the comments. All right.
This is from
Mark PHC99 said the game result was to be expected. It could have been worse.
Okay, all right. Finding the silver lining.
We got to find any positivity to take away from, you know, going into the World Cup. What else we got?
They can't all look like me, baby. They all can't look like me, baby.
I think this isn't referring to Bruno, is my guess. But we have a Portuguese man in the chat.
Thank God we can't look like Bruno. Major Money says, no matter how poorly we played in these last 2 friendlies, at least we're not Italy. There it is, folks.
Wow.
Sometimes when other people fail, it makes me feel good about failing not as hard. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Be on the lookout to the Cooligans podcast. We're going to be talking about that
absolutely
a lot. So Jay Ramos said, I wonder if we'd even qualify if we were in UEFA. Well, you know what?
If Bosnia-Herzegovina gets in, we get in.
But that's the thing.
Cut the cap.
Even in that game against Italy, I mean, there was an intensity and pressure and urgency.
Eden Hazard, right? No, yeah.
He's
no,
Belgian.
What's his name? Eden Dzeko.
Edin Dzeko.
He was old 6 years ago. He's going to the World Cup. So, isn't that crazy?
It is, yeah. And he was like one of the most dangerous players on the pitch. Major Money said, does anyone know the current whereabouts of that German dual nat teenage CB prodigy? Noah Kai Banks he's referring to. We may need to rendition him, audition him to the USMNT in the name of freedom, of course.
Nah, yes. Landon Donovan pushed him back.
He saw what Landon said and said, I can't deal with such critique.
Yeah, I don't agree, man. We need to start getting some of these dual nationals. We need to start rubbing some shoulders. You know what I mean?
Are there any tri nationals?
The Rockheel said, between the three hosts, it's Mexico that is going to make it the furthest, right? I don't think any of us are getting a quinto partido.
We can even get like a tercer partido. Yeah.
At least we'll get that in the group.
I'm worried they're gonna kick us out after two matches.
I want a no stress that said partido. That's what I want.
Wyatt Carter just said we out in the round of 32, which is the possibility would be a bummer.
I would be upset, but I wouldn't be absolutely terrible. All right, so the Major Money said, is Christian Pulisic still drunk from that party with Cash at the Rocky? He doesn't even look like himself out there. Okay, we got no comment.
We're trying to get Pulisic on the show.
Are we? My hat's green, not red. All right,
so we know who the U.S. Are going to face now. This is the Group D. We might get the D as well. this group.
Let's hope this group doesn't suck.
But Group D, USA, group Paraguay. Pause,
bro. Paraguay, Australia, and Turkey. Where would you rather vacation out of all those?
Oh, what a great question. Maybe Australia.
Really?
Yeah.
Too hot, dangerous animals that want to kill you. I'm going to go Turkey. Been there before, and there's no rules and great food.
Okay.
All right. Okay, now we know our first match is going to be against Paraguay, then Australia, then Turkey. Look, which one gives you the most worry? I think Australia played us probably the best in the last few months.
Yeah, that was a tough match. And I think the teams are fairly even.
Nah, that's crazy.
I think it's...
That's crazy.
They're even, not in the sense of quality, because the Australian players, they play all over the world and stuff like that, and a couple are in some decent leagues, but the intensity of the Australian team in that last friendly was, I thought, on par.
Here's what I'll say. I think we're not too far apart quality-wise. They don't think they're better than... They don't think they're as good as we think we are.
Yeah.
So they're willing to do the dirty work. That's probably what I say. So I think for me, Turkey will probably be the toughest match. But I believe when we get there, we won't necessarily need it. So I think USA gets out of the group. I don't know if we finish first, but we get out of the group.
It's I think so too. I could see, just again, these two performances. So the bias of these two performances is affecting my prediction, really.
Yeah.
But I could see us finishing in second. I think we beat Australia. I think we might maybe get a draw against Paraguay, and I could envision a loss against Turkey. They qualified today. They beat Kosovo 1-0. I didn't see the game, but just looking at the scoreline, I'm like, it's Kosovo only one. Maybe Turkey aren't such a strong team.
They've got some great players.
Yildiz and Aguilera are obviously the superstars, but they have obviously a lot of threatening players. But it's the we just need to show up on the day, right? Yeah. It's like what we saw in these two matches was just not the intensity necessary to play in this game. And I'm watching these two friendlies, but I'm also watching the UEFA playoff matches these last two. Sure. And clearly the urgency is very different.
It's a little different. That's not a friendly. That's
in both of these games.
Yeah, you got to take it super serious, unless you're Italy. You got to really throw it all out there. You know what I mean?
But the psychotic urgency of we got to get this right. Every touch of the ball. That's why Bastoni getting that red is what are you you're not thinking about the full context of the game. You're up 1-0. You don't need to do that, right?
It is a little Gattuso coded.
Yeah, man.
Who do you think is the toughest competitor we're going to face in this group?
So given that we saw the performances in the recent friendlies against Paraguay, and we beat them. We drew against Australia in that friendly. But Turquía, to me, is the, because we haven't, I can't remember the last time we played them. They, to me, look like they're going
to
be the toughest team.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I think Australia will play us the toughest. I think Turquía will be the toughest competition. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, meaning like the quality on the team itself.
Yeah, I think Australia's going to leave it all on the pitch. They're going to do dark arts, whatever they have to do to win this game.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's I just wish there was more positive takeaways to take away from these two games.
I wish there
was
more positive sentiment about the American national team, even across the world right now.
Maybe I just said, bro said Dest, USMNT cope in full force.
Yeah.
We're trying, bro.
We need Dest.
So, all right, let's take a look at some threads right now from USMNT. Only says, USMNT and AC Milan forward Christian Pulisic struggles. Continue with the World Cup less than 3 months away. His last goal for the U.S. was in 2024. He's gone 12 matches without a goal for the Rossoneri, for AC Milan. His last club goal coming in December. He was injured as well. So that's a big factor.
Still not the greatest of form, but
2024 is his last U.S. goal? He didn't score last year? I obviously didn't, but like I just can't. I'm surprised he didn't score last year. He was also injured as well around this
time last year. Maybe they meant 2025?
No, meaning that he scored. The last time he scored was in 2024. Probably late 2024 is my guess.
Plus he also missed a couple of... he was talking about not for AC Milan. He's talking about for us.
For US, that's what I'm saying.
He skipped a couple tournaments, remember?
Yeah. So... Sydney
Hustle Hunte said shocking defending on the second Portugal goal. No two ways about it. Brutal from U.S. men's national team. I mean, it wasn't the best.
The second goal.
The first goal was the back heel.
Yeah. The back heel. But the second goal, João Felix. I mean, that I put that on the coaching staff. I'm like, how is that the best way to...
Right.
Stop on a set piece. Like, he's wide open.
And everyone's like, somebody go run towards him. Yeah.
And the ball took a bounce, and it was like in slow motion.
Mike Babyak said, Pod's showing he can get the side to look bad regardless of the lineup.
I mean, it's its own skill.
It's, you know what? That's impressive. that is impressive. We got some funny comments as well. Let's see what you guys are chatting about here. Ben Skolnick said the only thing that could make this worse is Alexis makes a hair joke at Poch too soon. I don't want him to leave, and I don't want to get fired. So please stay.
All right, what do we got next? Pepe's the Don said, is it just a lack of intensity? Pressure.
You guys sell bottles?
Like, just lack of intensity, pressure. Less football from the men's team is tough to watch. I don't know if it's less. I saw Paul Tenorio and a couple of people ask this question in the press conference yesterday about like pressure. And it sometimes can feel a little cliche. I don't think these players feel unpressured. I think it's a combination of like I don't know if it's like a leadership thing. I also think just the fact that there were so many changes in the lineup and too much experimenting. I think there was just a little bit of like things being lost in communication of like where people are supposed to be. The team is not cohesive. I mean, that's pretty clear.
Yeah, I also just think there's like a frustration as to whose job is it when it comes to the final third, you know? Christian Pulisic has it. All right, I guess we get open near him. Is he going to take the shot? Is it his responsibility? Maybe that comes down to not having an actual striker on the squad, someone for Christian Pulisic to know that, okay, that's exactly that guy I go to. But it just felt like there was this, once you got to the final third, the rules of whatever it was they were told just didn't apply anymore.
Yeah.
Didn't love that. So Chef David Santos, why are you still here? said, do you guys think the U.S. will compete until they start treating the sport like these other countries do? I know there have been vast improvements in the youth program, but is it enough to carry the future?
That's a
conversation.
We can have a longer conversation about that.
I think when we started the show 10 years ago, 10 plus years ago now, I think we were talking about how development was important. We needed to find the players. I think over the last 10 years, I think we've started doing that. I think the big issue now is the coaching. I don't think we have like the right coaching at the youth levels. Or certainly not like the highest level coaching.
I mean, at this point, when we're just a couple, we're 3 months from a World Cup, like
it ain't gonna change it.
This conversation is not the conversation we need to be having.
This is for the World Cup in Saudi Arabia and Italy. This is the conversation for that.
So we look at when we can look at the U21s.
Damn, leave your girl's ex alone, Michael Raymond.
Yeah, the issue this time, I just think, is coaching. I think there was just a lot of issues in coaching decisions.
Major Money makes a good point. Hey, now, cool. Hooligans, the Australians have a NYCFC defensive core.
Aiden O'Neill and
Kai
Trewin.
Yeah,
So they're going to be a part of it. So the do we have anything else, or is that the last one? Okay, all right. Oh yeah, next one. Patricio Mescua says,
"Hell yeah,
Portugal is like the size of Kansas. So much for the U.S. golden generation."
Well, if everyone in Kansas would learn to kick a ball, we would be in better shape.
Yo, Kansas, step it up, bro. What are you doing, Kansas?
The hell?
You know, we even let Missouri get involved, bro. Yo, you share a
Mizzou,
city.
Get in there. It's America's Istanbul.
Yeah, I mean, look, we can... I don't think this helped me much as far as these two matches, but we can look forward and think about what maybe the starting 11 is going to look like. I mean, we still had a few missing players. Tyler Adams was out.
A huge piece.
Yeah. So if
that's at 3-0 against Portugal, if he's in, right?
I mean, think obviously. We all
agree, right? Yeah.
And that's not coping.
Yeah, so I don't think there's anybody to argue all. That at all.
That's all facts.
Yo, there's no way you could tell me differently.
But a starting 11, and feel free in the chat to let us know what you think. But the lineup from the Belgium game was a little bit closer to what we would hope for. Even though, not having Desta, not having Tyler Adams, sans those two guys. But my starting 11 is, I'll give some credit. I really did like Austin Trusty in this game. I think Trusty had a better performance than Ream did in that game. I still think Ream ends up being the starter, but
I think Ream is there. I don't think he's going to be a starter, but I'm going to say we saw enough from Matt Turner. I think you deserve to be there. I think he has a lot of good to give. His confidence level isn't there yet. Maybe in the next few weeks, playing a little bit more, he gets to that point, but I still think Matt Freeses is probably going to start over him. As far as backline is concerned, Anthony Robinson, there's nobody better on the left. I think it's probably going to be Chris Richards, maybe, and some combo of Chris Richards, Alex Freeman, and Austin Trusty. That's kind of what I think will end up being.
Mm-hmm.
If Sergiño Dest is healthy, he's the right back. If he's not, someone out of those three will be on the right, and then Chris Richards and the other guy will be your center backs.
Sure.
Midfielders, how you feeling? We got Tyler Adams and...
Weston McKennie and...
Okay.
Yeah, and then
I would like Tanner Tessman, although I don't think he shined. I think he Tillman. Offers you that ability to step back into that back line and be another center back when needed, which I don't think Weston McKennie and Tyler Adams can give you. But I no matter what happens, I need Tyler Adams and Weston McKennie in this game.
Yeah, I think Tillman, he started both games. He started at the 10 in the first game. He started in left wing in the second. Again, whether you think experimenting all this stuff is cool or not, I'm just like, man, the picture is still really fuzzy to me.
They're trying to figure out a way.
They're
trying to figure out a way to put Tillman and Pulisic in the game together if they both want to be central.
Yeah. I mean, midfield, Adams, McKennie, Tillman, and then the three up top will be Pulisic on the left, Way on the right, Balogun in the middle. That's feels good. And obviously, Freeze in goal.
I'm fine with that. There's a couple, like maybe one or two changes I would like to make. I think Aiden Morris proved to me he may deserve to be on the pitch somewhere. He can hold the ball. He's very good at shuttling back and forth, box to box. Maybe it's Tyler Adams and Aiden Morris, and Weston McKennie starts at that right position.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Or maybe Tillman starts at that right and kind of cuts in, gives the space open for the right winger or the left winger to go up, and we sit with three at the back. There's a lot of machinations there, but I'm comfortable with the lineup that we just made.
Man, it's it's not an easy job, but I wish.
Damn, Ben Skolnick said Alexis could have had a better game than Tim Ream. Damn, son. Yo, you know I got a bad knee right now.
I just wish there wasn't.
Ben Skolnick said starting lineup 10,000 Lions.
Let's go.
Yeah, that's Cooligan's core right there.
All
right,
we got a couple comments we're going to go back to. Let's see what we got. Maybe Ann says, genuine question, does any sane fan actually think the USMNT is even touching any top UEFA Conmebol team? Seems only us fans think these should be close. So it's easy to think that we are good enough when several of our players play against these teams. They're playing these clubs in Europe. So you would think...
Yeah, but as a national team, I kind of agree with what maybe Ann is saying. But don't you think we deserve to have moments where we look good? And there weren't that many moments in this game where we look good.
There were not. I mean, less in, the first, 20 minutes.
I look at the very least, I think what I want to see is some forward progress, right? And mm-hmm. there hasn't really been.
And, but what is the source of that lack of progress? I mean, to me, we're sort of. Listing out,
not able to get his nut off because Michael Raymond.
Okay,
you wanted another source.
That's the analysis you come here for.
Oh my God!
It's because none of them have Diego Luna inside.
I mean, if you ask nicely,
it's hilarious. Did you see that video of that fan that bumped into Diego Luna in like a mall?
No,
and he was like, he walked right up to him and he was like, yo, are you Diego Luna? He's like, yeah, man. And they just had a nice exchange after that. But
that's cool. Yeah. Did you see Camavinga was like jogging in New York?
On the Brooklyn Bridge.
Damn, son. Maybe Ann said, so can Sun still make a one-time switch to the USMNT? Let's ask a news reporter live in Los Angeles. Jeez.
All right, what else
we got? What's the last one?
Maybe
Ann
said,
even bark once watching this game.
We've been so lacking barks.
Yo,
that
that's true, bro. What happened to me barking, Doug?
It is such a shame.
What was my guy's name that was barking? I forgot the guy who was here.
Oh, what was the producer what was like your that was barking? Name? What was his name? Josh, the bark.
Bro, we need him to call. We need him to send a voice note of him barking, bro.
Or maybe, Ingrid, you're in Josh's seat. Go for it. No barking for me. Yeah.
Bark.
They couldn't hear on the that mic doesn't catch, isn't caught on the live.
We'll put it in post. But if you've ever mistakenly stepped on a chihuahua, you may have heard what we just heard.
Okay, maybe it doesn't strike as much fear necessarily.
That's not true, because you're like, yeah, that dog's gonna be yippy,
All right. I guess our guest didn't make it, right? Unfortunately,
yeah, we never found out.
We were trying. He is busy. So if it didn't happen, it didn't happen. But so apologies. We'll ask us in the DMs who it was.
Damn.
But it looks like he's not gonna make it.
I just sent hello as a text.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe he calls in the next 10 minutes. But obviously this is a great time. What did they do to my hair in this? Hey, we're gonna do an AMA, baby. We're doing an Ask Me Anything on Threads. So mm-hmm. if you don't follow us on Threads, get on there. We got a little AMA action.
At Soccer Cooligans.
That's
on there.
That's it, baby. Yeah. We are going to be...
That's tomorrow.
That is tomorrow. We'll probably post it early in the day.
Yeah, so it'll be... The AMA will be tomorrow on Threads.
Yeah.
It'll be sometime in the afternoon, I believe.
Yeah.
And then...
But we're going to be doing them... We're also going to be adding them to the podcast. So you'll be hearing me react to some on the podcast.
Exactly.
As well.
So feel free. If you don't follow us on Threads, get over there now at Soccer Cooligans. And on Instagram as well, if you haven't yet. We'll answer a bunch of your questions on the actual Threads. And then we'll react to them as well on Thursday.
Yeah, we'll have a fun time. Get on Threads, baby.
Exactly. All right, everybody. Let's wrap up. Oh boy. I mean, what are you gonna do? I mean, that World Cup's coming.
Oh, we're all so excited. what other team are you gonna root for once the U.S. are bummed?
Also, honestly, the best part of this whole go to my ISO real quick. I want to give a shout out because the USMNT aren't really getting us too excited about the upcoming World Cup. But that it doesn't say that doesn't suggest that the supporters group, the American Outlaws, are not, because they made a. Can we get this?
Take it off.
All right.
Can you slip it off?
Yes, I can. This is the official American Outlaws, like Adidas, like Samba.
Yeah, it's got, I see the stars in there. It's on the back. You see the little American Outlaws.
Outlaws logo.
It's a nice, do they smell like that when they show up, or is that what you did to it?
Really? Okay, yeah. real great. I love your comedy, Alexis. It's really great. No, but shout out. Dope. There's like a limited edition. I saw it online. I'm like, yo, I got to cop these. And I did exactly that. So shout out to American
Fire,
Outlaws.
Fire, right?
For making these. And what are you going to do, bro? All right. What are we going
to
do?
You get 50% off if you lose your girl to ex-Michael Raymond.
I mean, and many have. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Shout out to everybody watching across all Yahoo Sports channels as well. We are the Cooligans. If you haven't seen us before, we do our podcast every Monday and Thursday across all podcast platforms and on YouTube. So go join us there. Hit like on this video on YouTube. Subscribe as well if you have not yet. Mm. And say something nice in some of our videos. We have some really great recent episodes, one with Weston McKennie of the U.S. Men's National Team and Juventus. And we also, oh my God, he called in.
Should
we bring him in?
Yeah. We got two minutes. That's all right, get him in.
Well, we're trying to say our goodbyes. All right, we're going to get our guest on.
I have a feeling the audio is going to be horrific, but let's get him in here. Okay. Maybe he'll turn his phone sideways.
We'll hear him in just a second. Patient with us, everybody. The producers are getting everything ready.
Legend of the game, folks. Give us 1 second. We'll have him in here.
Okay. Do we got him? Okay.
Oh, here we go.
We got him. All right. We should hear.
Say hello to Kyle Martino, everybody.
Kyle, can we hear you? I want to hear you. Say something.
He is. We can't hear him yet.
Make sure the audio. We should get you in a second. Make sure the audio is set to the correct thing on.
We're totally professionals.
Click that. Yeah. We should hear him. We should hear him right now. I don't know.
Okay. Well, look, we don't hear you, but you did call in.
You did call in.
Yeah, that's the important part.
We wanted you like 20 minutes ago, yeah. But it's all good. All right. Kyle Martino, MLS 2002 MLS Rookie of the Year, was going to call in and share his thoughts on the national team. Obviously, Kyle Martino.
He's trying to call in. Thank you so much for trying to call in. We had an audio issue.
Yeah. Audio's not working, but what are you going to do? All right. He does hear us. So I don't know what happened. But anyway, all right. Kyle, thank you so much, man.
You're the best.
Apologies. We'll figure that out.
Hey,
for
quick,
next time.
On one hand, grade Pochettino. Thumb sideways. Thank you. Right. Thank you, Kyle. Even without audio, we read between the lines.
Exactly. All right.
You're the best. Enjoy the lobby beers, baby.
All right. Cheers, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Again, like we said, we're on every Monday and Thursdays on the Cooligans podcast on our podcast platforms and YouTube. Like, subscribe. We'll see you
on Thursday. Follow us on Threads, baby.
And that's right. We'll do that AMA to tomorrow. So be on the lookout for that. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for hanging out. We appreciate y'all. Take care. Peace.